I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. Yeah, that's why I trust him. We can trust the Lord. Right? Commit yourself to the Lord. Trust in him also, and he will bring it to pass. Thankfulness. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. And keep the vows you made to the Most High. Anybody ever make promises to God before they knew God that they didn't keep? I know some people, that's not a problem because they, because they do know God. I made vows to God when I didn't know God. And Habakkuk, chapter 2. Has not the Lord of heaven's armies promised that the wealth of nations will turn to ashes? They work so hard, but all in vain. Verse 14 says, for as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. The earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. That's going to be quite a time. And I guess I'm personally thinking that we are coming to that time. The Lord is moving by his Spirit. Many people prophesy of a tremendous revival. Multiple souls, billions of souls, more than ever in a revival, people turning to the Lord. The glory of the Lord is, we talked about it a little bit last week of how the glory of the Lord was such that the Lord hid Moses in a rock, and then when he passed by, he let him see him a little bit. And the Lord, the Mighty One, is God. That's what Psalm 50 says. And he has spoken, as he has summoned all humanity from where the sun rises to where the sun sets. And so he's summoned. He has summoned. He is, when he made us, I believe that he made us with like a homing device. We're drawn to him. We have to fight not to follow that drawing. We get a lot of help in that fight. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so that's just a fact. But there's something that wants God. And we all like to be thankful, you know, because when we're thankful, we got a reason to be thankful. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the people. That always has said to me that when we give thanks to the Lord, he does something and we have a testimony of what God has done. And again, as I shared last week about experiencing the weightiness of God, the heaviness of God, the a presence of God that I had never ever experienced before, and it was powerful. And in fact, it took a week, a little over a week, for me to feel strong. And yet, as he was ministering to me, as he was saying that you will be able to function And at the same time, giving me a sense that not only would I be able to function, but that I would be able to encourage other people. And that's what, see, we need to be aware of the presence of the Lord. And thankfulness grooms a presence of the Lord. He responds to our thankfulness. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Just giving thanks. Remember, Scripture tells us, giving thanks always unto God. We can thank God, as we say, we fill the atmosphere with the goodness of God, with thankfulness to God for the declarations of the goodness of God, the awareness of God, making people aware of God because we're aware of God. You know? We don't have to hide God. In fact, here's something that has been coming to my mind, that we need to decide to stand, because if we don't decide to stand against the forces that are coming against the knowledge of God and the forces of immorality that are trying to take over our country, if we don't decide to stand, we're liable to have to hide to pray. Imagine that. We know, we've seen, we have examples of people still in jail and in prison in our country for praying, daring to pray and encourage and help people, help young women that are going to get an abortion. People put in jail for praying by those places. That's crazy. But that's what went on 5 years ago or so. They were doing anything they could to stop God. You know? Churches shut down for a virus. And we didn't. But then, you know, we're out here in the middle of South Dakota and, you know, nobody would notice. But if somebody did notice, that'd be tough, because we're not gonna hide. We're gonna stand. We're gonna decree. We're gonna declare. We are going to be aware and be willing to help other people to be aware. Let me tell you that if if God were to loose on every person in the United States at one time what presence came upon me, it would be pretty interesting. There would need to be people saying, it's okay, it's God. It's okay, it's God. Because otherwise, you might have people flinging themselves out of buildings because it would be scary. It's a fearful thing to come in to the presence of God, but not really, if we know what we're coming into. And we're coming into the presence of God. So let thankfulness, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Make a determination to thank God all the time. At least frequently. Anywhere and everywhere. Thank you, Lord, with all my heart. With all my soul and my mind and my strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bring my faithful people to me. Those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices. Then let the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself will be the judge. Psalm 50. Bring my faithful people to me. Are you a faithful people? Faithful to your heavenly calling? I said in the devotional that, you know, the Lord, when I wrote the song, "Now is the time, make up your mind, give your life to the Lord." In the beginning of my life with the Lord, I sang this song to God. I believe He gave me the words to me to sing it back to Him. He set the stage for a life with Him. He gave me the opportunity to stop attending church with no commitment and give my life to Him. Just giving my life. I mean, that's basically the transition that made. Because I attended, I can't say frequently, when I was in college and the like. I think there were times when I was looking for something better than what I was doing. But it's different when you quit attending and you start having a life with Him. It was not a call to preach, it was a call to reach. It was a call to reach out to God. It wasn't God calling me to go preach. I didn't know I was going to go preach. I didn't know I was going to go teach. I didn't know I was going to do anything. I didn't know at the beginning that there would be anything that I could do. I suppose my understanding of things was that I'd probably already eliminated myself. Because I didn't know the Bible. I didn't know David was such a sinner. You know, he was that guy. He really went off the edge. No, it was a call to come near and know Him. See, that's what God is calling. He's calling us to come near. He's calling us to know Him, that we might know God. Remember Paul's famous statement, "I count everything as dung that I might know Christ." That's all he wanted. He knew all about God. He knew the Torah. He knew everything. He knew everything, but he didn't know God. He certainly didn't know Jesus. It was a call to know what it was to be forever grateful for His love. When I first came, I didn't know about His love for me. I knew God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But, you know, you can know in your head, but not experience it in your heart. I didn't know about His love for me. I was just tickled that He might tolerate me. But it was an opportunity to know what it was to be forever grateful for His love. And no matter what came next, that had to come first. All I knew was that He was the source of whatever had taken place in my life. I can't tell you how many times people said, "Well, what happened to you?" I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I still can't. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me, and He made me whole. Yeah. See, I didn't know I wasn't whole. Think about it. There's a lot of people running around that aren't whole and don't know that they're not whole. I was in my mind, I guess, I was who I was, and I didn't really think too much about who I was. A lot of people say they're looking for a purpose in life, and I never really was looking for a purpose in life. I think I had plans, but I'm sure I did. As a little kid, I wanted to be Superman when I tried to fly off of the balcony of our porch. That didn't work out. wanted to be Popeye when I was planting spinach in the garden, but I wasn't Popeye either, you know. I thought, I read a book about Bugsy Siegel or something, you know, the mafia, and I thought I could be a hitman. That would have worked out good. I mean, you know, I never had realistic, I wanted to play professional football. Realistically, I wanted to just play football longer than high school, and I did that. I played college football. But I had aspirations for that, but I didn't have inspiration or, I don't know. Anyway, I lost that idea, so I didn't have. Then I wanted to make money. I could do that. I could work. I worked, made money. That doesn't really fulfill, anyway, you know. The thing is he touched me and made me whole, and I was trying to figure out what he did, okay? So something happened. That song I can really relate to. My dad loved that song. Because something happened. Have you had something happen? Has something happened? If something's happened, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you know? And if you hear me say something happened and you're thinking, well, I don't know if something happened, well, just cry out to God with the voice of triumph. Show me the way, Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me into the way everlasting. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've read two or three times, I think this week, in reading of things, and Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. You know, I took the words of the 51st Psalm and wrote a song. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken spirit and a contrite heart you will not deny. Well, when I sang that song, I didn't understand it as completely as I do today. But creating me a clean heart and cast me not away from your presence and restore to me the joy of my salvation, well, thankfully, I have maintained the joy of my salvation ever since I finally found the joy of my salvation. Has something happened? Have you found the joy of your salvation? You know, there's more than just going to heaven and waiting to go to heaven. There's joy in salvation. There's joy. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. Just thinking about the Lord. Just call out to the Lord. If you're angry, call out to the Lord, and you won't be angry anymore. You'll have peace. You'll have joy. Yeah. Something happened, and something is going to happen. There's something happening. And the Lord is calling us to be aware. Not to beware, but be aware. Be aware of His presence. Be aware of His calling. Be tuned in. Be sensitive to the leading of the Lord. Be ready so that if He suddenly comes upon you, that you know what it is and you're alert. You're alert like a noise in the night. You know, one of those things where you hear a noise in the night and all of a sudden you're aware, what was that? What was that? What was that? And have you ever gotten up in the dark to go looking to see what that was? Well, be aware, the Lord's going to make himself very, very obvious. I believe that he is. And he's gonna be saying, you know, bring my faithful people to me. He's saying, faithful people, arise. He's saying, faithful people, open your eyes. He's saying, bring my faithful people to me. I will show them, and I will use them to show others. See, Jesus said, go into all the world. You know, that's our part. You're part of the world. Wherever your part of the world is, you know, we're called to be light. Lights in the darkness. We're called to be examples to show, to lead, to guide, to help, to hold, to encourage. See, that's what God does to us. We give God glory when we honor his word by following his word. It's not up to us to decide what is acceptable to him. He's already told us what is acceptable to him. In case we have not noticed, you know, Christians who follow the Bible are not popular in a lot of circles. Did you know that? If you follow the Bible, you're just a little bit off. If you follow the Bible, then you're opposed to the popular things now. No, they aren't so popular. They just want you to think that they're popular. The Bible has the morals that the majority truly like. It's just that too many are afraid to say anything, because if you say something, somebody will bite your head off, or they'll say there's something wrong with you, or whatever. You know what? Like I said, decide. You don't have to hide. Stand. Put on the full armor of God and just stand. You don't have to put up with that. Put praise in the atmosphere. Wherever you go, praise God. Wave to people as you go down the street. Wave and praise God. They don't hear what you say. Unless, of course, their window's down, that's good. Then let them know. Be bold and strong. The Lord's with you. Stand for what's right. Speak the truth in love. This is what attracts the goodness of God. Tell people about your relationship with God, then it's the most important part of your life. Is your relationship with God the most important part of your life? Sometimes we just need to do a little check. Do a little check. See what we're finding out. Where does your relationship with God run on your priorities? Check your heart. Check your relationship. Check your desires. Fix what needs to be fixed and thank God for his salvation. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, Lord. It's bubbling in your soul, isn't it? Can't you just feel it? I hope there's your listeners here. You're just starting to think, yeah, I need more joy. I want more joy. I'm so thankful that I know where my joy and I know that my Redeemer lives. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, come on, get that motor going. Remember we talked about that? Oh, the joy when that engine turns over when the battery seemed like it wasn't going to make it. Yeah, that's a good thing. Yesterday I discovered that my pickup wouldn't go anywhere if I needed it to, because I hadn't started it for quite a while, and in the wintertime, well, that just... there's too much stuff that runs off of them. And so when I got in and the dome light wouldn't even work so I could look for something. Oh boy. But I got the remedy. Yeah, I got a battery charger. So I charge that up, and when I get done here, I might go over and start it up, because it's going to purr like a kitten now. Got a remedy. We've got a remedy. We've got a remedy. Make thankfulness to God. Make it your sacrifice to keep your vows you made to the Most High. Just give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Thankfulness. Spend a little time just thanking God. Just thanking Him. You don't even have to have anything specific, but you will have things specific when you begin to thank Him. But just thank Him for who He is. Thank Him for His creation. Thank Him for loving you. He loves you. If you don't know Him, know this. He knows you and He loves you. If you've never committed your life to Him, if you've never known the joy of salvation, call out to Him right now. Just say, Lord, I want to know You more. Jesus, I want You to live in my heart. I want You to feel welcome in my heart. If you've never known that, if you've just sort of hoped that that was the case, call on the Lord. Just say, Jesus, I need You. I need You. That'll do it. Just say, help. He'll come. See, He wants you so very, very much. He doesn't... It's like He gives you an opportunity, like I said. He gives you an opportunity to not just attend church, but to know commitment and give Him your life. If you don't have a commitment, make it. So that you're ready when He begins to reveal Himself, and you can be in the mosh pit praising the Lord. You can be right up front giving glory to God. You can know, I know that there's people that maybe watch people on TV at a concert, or they watch a church service, and they're trying to figure out what those people are so excited about. And people say, well, I wouldn't be like that. I want to encourage you to be like that. I want you to enjoy the presence of the Lord. Pray like David did. Restore to me the joy of Your salvation. Reveal the joy of Your salvation. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And I pray that You're filled and overflowing with joy and thankfulness and a new life and determination to make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Lord Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart speak to the hearts. Give ears to hear. Give understanding. Help me to have more understanding, Lord. We need You. We need You more and more and more. We need You more and more and more. We need You more and more and more and more. Thank You, Lord. Heal those that need healing. Encourage those that need encouragement. Strengthen those that are weak. Lift up the hands and the heads and the hearts. Shake off the heavy bands that weigh people down. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. In Jesus' name, amen.